Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Shutdown. You planned it months in advance, or perhaps it was totally unexpected. For both kinds of shutdowns, the Pro Services Pulp and Paper team will be on the job immediately to get your pulp mill or your paper machine up and running again as quickly and efficiently as possible. For planned shutdowns, our pulp and paper project managers work with you weeks in advance to understand your needs and begin meeting them immediately as soon as the line stops. For those unplanned shutdowns, our full service team can be instantly on the job with your team to find, understand, and correct all problems. Whether it's a planned or unplanned stoppage, your know-how plus our know-how will get your line up and running again safely and efficiently. Together, we can be ready for your next shutdown recovery or planned maintenance operation. Call us at 269-327-2322 or visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
This column was written by Jim Thompson. It's entitled Inside Quality. I'm Chuck Swan reading Jim Thompson's column for you because Jim's on the road. Jim says this, some people may feel that the quality of work they do for tasks within their company, especially when it comes to presentations of general company information, does not have to be of the quality they would put forth to a customer. At one time, I was in this camp. If you're in a large corporate environment, this attitude is certain death, for you have no idea where your presentations may finally land. Wherever it ends up, it's going to be a reflection on you. I have moved to a position where I think this is true even in small companies. If you have a different level of quality in your work, depending on whether it is to be presented inside the company or to a prospect or customer, you are really sending several messages. First, you are sending the message that you have low standards, or you are saying that quality is just for show. I don't live it, I just do it when I have to do it. This can affect the entire culture of your company. There is a famous auto parts retail company that lives this way. It has a regional headquarters near where I live. Rumor has it that working there is an awful experience. Employees treat each other in derogatory ways. The culture is vile and abusive. Yet they're often known for their customer service. In one of my part-time activities, I am a soldier in the Georgia State Defense Force, an all-volunteer part of the Georgia National Guard. We are paid nothing. Yet we hold ourselves and each other to very high quality standards. It is our esprit de corps that helps us achieve assigned tasks, whether it is raining, snowing, or 100 degrees in the shade. Quality comes first.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
It is important that our inside quality meets the level we expect to demonstrate to our prospects and customers. However, I have seen inside quality corrupted in another way. I have seen senior executives demand that office decor be of the highest level. I once saw a shipment of about 24-drawer wood-faced file cabinets purchased for the executive suite rejected by the CEO because the grain in the wood paneling on drawer faces did not line up perfectly. China and flatware would have to be procured to feed the CEO when he ate at internal meetings because he would not eat off paper plates, while our company in another facility was making paper plates. Facilities under this CEO's governance had difficulty finding the money to paint their premises, even to repair the roofs, because of false concepts of quality. The bottom line? Quality should be the same everywhere, inside your company and outside your company. Quality should be held to the same standard all over your company, whether it has one employee or 50,000 employees. Quality must not be an attribute that employees think can be turned on or off, depending on time, place, and resources. Apply the same quality everywhere all the time. Your business will thank you for it. What do you think? We would love to hear from you via our quiz this week, which you may take here. Safety always must be executed with high quality in mind. Safe work is quality work, and quality work is safe work. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.